All this week, we're celebrating Art Week here on Northland Morning. It is the week leading up to the Park Point Art Fair this weekend, and we're talking with a bunch of the artists who are going to be featured exhibitors at that art fair. Kelly Beester joins us this morning. And how, Kelly, what is a person who draws? They're not a drawer, are they?
No, some of them are illustrators, and I just recently read a book by Wilkie Collins that mentioned a drawing master, so I could call myself that, maybe.
A drawing master. I like it. I like it. Your work is so incredibly detailed. I would love to sit on a stool and peek over your shoulder and watch you draw. And, of course, we'll get a link up on our website so folks can take a look at some of your work for themselves.
Good.
But if you were going to try to describe the way you work and what your finished product looks like, how would you describe that to somebody?
It's a really long process. Each drawing, which is they started out being the size of a computer sheet of paper. They take about 20-some hours, and the larger they get, the more time they take. And I draw from a photograph. It takes a really long time. And I draw not the actual subject matter, but shapes and textures and shades of different color or different grays.
Right. So it's do you always work in black and white?
I didn't before, but I started doing this about 5 years ago, and it's the best artwork I've been doing. So I always work in black and white, but occasionally I'll add a little bit of color, one color to one of the drawings. Like if there's lichen on the rocks that's bright orange and that's what struck me when I took the photograph, then I'll add that.
So you take the photograph and then you just kind of use it as, it sounds like kind of a jumping off place.
Yeah, and they're very similar to the photograph, but I think the style that I have comes out in the drawing rather than being an exact depiction of the photograph.
Right. Now, it would seem to me that when you are a young, undisciplined artist, meaning a kid in school, you know, you like to go big. You like big splashes of finger paint or big splashes of color. And, you know, some people, of course, go with impressionistic works or, you know, quote-unquote modern art that's big and splashy. And your art is introverted in a sense. It's very concentrated. It's very drawn in and very down to the detail. Did you always work that way?
I have always kind of done that, and I pushed my boundaries in college when I went to school for art, and that's kind of led me to experiment. That's all my drawings are done with a ballpoint pen, which is not something that a lot of artists do, but that's about the biggest jump I've taken.
Do you do crossword puzzles in ink too?
I don't.
That's what all the art pencils are for. That's what all the beautiful colored pencils are for, is to do your crossword puzzles.
Exactly.
So what inspires you as you go out with your camera in hand looking for the subject of your next drawing?
Definitely the shapes that I see in nature. A lot of tree roots. I really love tree roots and water. And I work full-time in the natural resources, so I take a camera with me a lot of times, and I just take pictures whenever I see anything out there. I love plants, so a lot of my images include plants as well.
Wow. So when you go to the Park Point Art Fair and you're displaying your work there, what's that like for you to be interacting with folks who are commenting about your work and hopefully buying it?
The first time I went, I was incredibly scared, but everyone is so supportive. All the people that show up have really nice comments to say. I very rarely get any negative feedback, and I love being a representative of Duluth, especially doing the Park Point Art Fair. I do the Grand Marais Art Fair as well, but it's really nice to see the Duluthians get out and support the artists, and I like to see the tourists come in, and we get to show them that this is something that makes Duluth special, us doing this artwork, and art is such an important part of the city.
I'm curious about how you mentioned going to college for art, and yet you work for natural resources. That, to me, sounds like you've got both sides of your brain functioning at, like, 100%. How did that happen?
I love being outdoors, and outdoors inspires my artwork for sure. Every image I have is about Lake Superior. It's about water. It's about nature. So I decided to go back to school to get a degree in biology, so I have both sides of the brain working a lot.
There you go. Well, and you can be outside for, you know, 8 hours a day.
Yep, lots of opportunities to take photos.
Good thinking. Excellent plan. So as folks come by and stop in and look at your artwork, and perhaps as the judges at the art fair, obviously the whole point of the art fair is not the judging and the awards part, but it's nice.
Yeah.
As folks come by and look at your work, what are you hoping it says to them? What are you hoping that they feel or take away from seeing your work?
I really like to create something that someone else is going to have a similar reaction to. A lot of the pictures I take are things that I find calming or they're inspirational to me, and I hope that people see that in the work as well. I also like, I know that an image is done when I can continue to look at it and see something new in it, and it's kind of interactive, and I think if someone else can see that too, then I would call it a success.
So when you stop by Kelly's booth, you pick something up and look at it, and just give yourself a little time to look at it and find the different things in it and see if it strikes you that way. Kelly, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It was great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Kelly Beister joined us this morning. She is a drawing master who is exhibiting at the Park Point Art Fair, and we'll get a link set up to her website so folks can enjoy a sample of her artwork. Art Week here on Northland Morning this week, the opportunity for us to talk with some of the artists of the Park Point Art Fair all this week here on KUMD.